Part 8. The Sad Conclusion. Dr. Jekyll's letter continued.
I was Edward Hyde, and the police in London were looking everywhere for me. London was dangerous for Edward Hyde, the murderer. I needed the powders from the laboratory. But how to get them? I did not trust the servants. Then I had an idea. I remembered Dr. Lanyon. He could go to the laboratory for me. I went to a hotel, and I wrote a letter to Dr. Lanyon. I asked him to go to the laboratory and to bring the powders to his house. The doctor did what I asked. As soon as I took the powders in the doctor's house, I was Dr. Jekyll once more. When Dr. Lanyon saw what happened when I took the powders, he was shocked. My old friend was frightened of me. I went back to the laboratory. Now a terrible time began for me. Hyde was strong now, and he often came back. If I slept, I woke up to discover that I was Hyde. At the same time, Dr. Jekyll became ill and weak. Sometimes the powders did not work. Hyde and I lived together in the laboratory. We hated each other, and we feared each other. I feared him because he was evil. He feared me because I wanted to be good. Hyde wanted to live, and he was afraid of the police. I wanted to die, and Hyde was afraid that I would kill myself. He needed my body to live. Then I used the last of the powders. I sent Poole to the chemist to buy more. The new powders did not work. I sent him to another chemist, but they still did not work. Again and again I sent Poole to look for the powders, but the result was always the same. Perhaps the original powders contained an impurity, and it was the impurity that made them work. I know the end is close. I will soon become Edward Hyde again. Without the powders, I will be Edward Hyde forever. He will sit here in my laboratory, and he will be afraid of the police. He, too, knows that the end is close. If the police find him, he will die in prison. Or will he find the courage to kill himself? I, Henry Jekyll, do not know. It is not important to me. These are the last moments of the life of your old friend. Now I will put down my pen and put an end to the unhappy life of Henry Jekyll.